When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Holly, hello.
Hi,
it's
Holly.
Friday. We're so happy.
Yes,
it is Friday. Oh my goodness, we have made it here, and not without some more Army Hammer news.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. This is why we didn't talk about it yet, because I figured there's going to be more.
Oh my goodness, you guys. So the Daily Mail got a hold of some screenshots that are allegedly of Army Hammer's private Instagram account. And Army Hammer was doing some things on that Instagram account, including posting photographs of a woman in cheeky lingerie on all fours on a bed at the Ritz-Carlton Grand Cayman.
Uh-oh. None of this is
silent.
Good for
I'm just
his divorce.
Be speechless.
Also, she has a red bottom in this photograph, meaning it looks like perhaps she was being spanked. Now, these are all allegedly from an Instagram account, El Destructo 86. So Army Hammer's name isn't officially on them, although his face is and his photographs are.
It now, certainly is. He's in this a lot.
I saw it.
You know what? He just had a double life. He was not, he had a double life. I guess he was a guy who couldn't be honest with his partner, but then I heard that they did have kind of a wild swinging sex life.
Yeah, I did too.
It didn't sound anything like vanilla to me, what I've read.
No, you know, there's been gossip for years on the internet concerning Army Hammer and Elizabeth Chambers and their extracurricular activities. Perhaps you would find them in a bathroom stall having some adventures while out and about in Hollywood. Well, the photo caption on the one specifically of the woman in the bed. Now, here's, keep in mind all the stories that Army Hammer has been telling, you know, the reason why he said he left the Jennifer Lopez movie. So this is what it says on the El Destructo 86 Instagram page. Quote, "Well, my ex, in parentheses, for very good reason, wife, is refusing to come back to America with my children. So I have to go back to Cayman, which sucks. Except there are a few silver linings, like bleep Miss Cayman again while I'm down there."
Oh, dear.
And he posts that on his...
His private. It's a private Instagram. I think a lot of these people have this type of thing. And
yes, Finsta accounts. There, a lot of people have more than one social media account. Specifically, if you are a public-facing person like Army Hammer, you know, and then he has pictures of himself.
And people are never, you know, we have a long way to go. People just are not, when it comes to kinky sex, it's just people don't want to know that you're having it. And I think why it's coming out about him is that I think he is not a nice man to the women he gets involved with.
That's what it sounds like.
That's why I think this is coming out now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because what we were talking about yesterday in the Dirt Alert update, the woman named Courtney V talking about how she was actually kind of scared about some of the messages that she was getting with Army Hammer, where, you know, at one point it went from this kind of consensual sexual dialogue between two adults to something that really she found quite disturbing and traumatic.
Yeah.
And then decided to go public with this. His rep declined to comment on the videos posted to his private Instagram account. So please, Hollywood, speak that.
Yeah. Well, they can't get him to agree on the damage control because he is I don't know. He might drink a lot. He doesn't seem like he's in a good place and stable at all.
When you give people things that they can do damage with from all levels of the world, it's not good.
Yeah, so the publicists just don't know what to do with them, so they're just saying nothing.
Right, because, you know, at this point, what can you say?
Where he's going to treatment on Monday.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and Julie, you said that yesterday.
That they'll do that either because he's in the middle of a divorce.
But he needs to do something.
And his wife likes living in Cayman Islands and, you know.
Right. Well, you know, and there's family history there. Armie Hammer spent part of his childhood in the Cayman Islands.
I think his family has an estate there.
They do.
Why does he hate it there so much?
Yeah, interesting.
I think his family likes her better than they like him.
And the island is small.
Oh, boy. Right?
It's a small island. It's hard to keep secrets.
Yeah. Now, here's another Armie Hammer story that journalist or author Anna Peel tweeted an anecdote about Armie Hammer. And along with that piece that we were talking about a couple of days ago that Armie Hammer slammed publicly that was written about him on BuzzFeed a couple of years ago, this person saying that they had an off-the-record conversation with a much-loved Hollywood star following the publication of that article, saying that the person that they were interviewing told her to turn off the tape recorder and wanted to talk about Armie Hammer with her. She tweeted on Wednesday, "Re-Armie, I once mentioned him during an interview with a much-loved actor. The actor asked me to turn off my recorder so he could talk about how that BuzzFeed feature got Armie Hammer exactly right."
Wow.
So a lot of people trying to speculate who it could be, but Armie Hammer has had quite a career, you know, and he's worked with a lot of high-profile people.
He was one of the flirtiest people to Julia and I.
Lovely.
Julia, why didn't we tell him to spank you? If only we'd known.
Lori, stop it. If only we'd known.
Oh, really?
Single. He was so friendly to us. Like, we were really shocked.
He was a massive flirt.
Yeah, he was a massive flirt, and we were actually shocked because by this time it had been several years and we'd been used to being ignored and looked
completely through,
and
we didn't care anymore.
Yeah, we didn't care anymore. So we were really delighted with his charming, very tall and handsome self. I think he came, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, if Armie Hammer, if somebody like that approached me on the street and gave me a wink and a nod, I would be like, well, okay. Sure. Okay.
Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah. He is hot. I mean, we can say that. Now, I don't know what's happening over on Team Kris Jenner because it doesn't seem like they can get their stories right about the ongoing alleged divorce between Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Because sources over at Us Weekly are saying that Kim and Kanye have been staying apart because their relationship became downright toxic and that they had nasty blow-ups. Meanwhile,
that's from Kanye's side. Okay,
well,
Kanye. That's coming out of Wyoming.
Okay, wonderful. Because then we go over to people.com and we have an exclusive headline that says that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West adored each other but have too many differences.
That's coming from Kim and Kris Jenner.
All right.
So I think that they are trying to tiptoe. They already have a lot of the detail worked out, but they probably, Kanye's bipolar, don't know if he's on his medication. And so they're tiptoeing, managing, you know, like she did like some photo today that I know he'll like of her in like these buttless chaps or something. It's all, they're trying to manage him. I really believe that because
he'd be so hard to.
Yeah, I know, but it all just depends. So I think they are really, really trying not to rock the boat with him and make him feel like this is his idea. After all, he did tweet that he was trying to get divorced. Remember that?
Yeah.
So I just think that, I think that the Us Weekly that's coming from out of Kanye's somebody.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, we solved these mysteries this afternoon. Happy Friday. We don't have to think about cannibalistic Armie Hammer until Monday.
No, we don't.
Oh, gosh. Have a good weekend,
and even
Allie,
then, we might not.
I'm one of the greatest. All right. Today's picks are brought to you by AARP of Minnesota, where they are working hard to make sure that people of a certain age have all the rights you need, all the information you need. They do a lot of cool things. If you go to AARP.com. Minnesota. They've got a lot of events coming up for people. If you're looking for a job, if you want to know COVID vaccine information, if you want to be part of some of their online discussions, it's all right there for you.
Yes.
So we love it. I'm going to go first. Okay. All right, Rocco. You cool with that?
Okay. Well, because I'm not a member of AARP, so you should.
Yeah, right.
All right. So here's the deal. Movie theaters are open. I'm looking this new Tom Hanks movie that's showing at AMC theaters.
It's very
called
good.
News of the World. And the critic score was 87% and the audience is 89%. But the movie theaters are all have limited capacity.
You have to make a reservation and like reserve your seat.
Reserve your seat, limited capacity, and you have to wear a mask when you're not eating your popcorn or sipping your pop. But, you know, they're open.
Yeah,
and
okay.
That's an opportunity for people to get out of their homes.
I want
to
go.
Our friend in Seattle said, we haven't been able to go in a movie theater since March. They haven't been able to do anything. So this is something that we have, and it's a gloomy, gross weekend. Museums are open. There's a lot of great things that are happening at museums. You need to make reservations because they're limiting capacity, but it's another way to get out in this gloomy weather out of your house.
The caveman sculpture over at Theater Worth
Park.
Did you see that somebody did that, you guys?
I forgot to talk about that.
I did not.
Yeah,
like in
a local ad guy has had a caveman and he put it
in a block of ice, so it looks like it's, you know.
I'll check that out.
You should take Bruno over there and go look for it because it's a way to get outside and do something different. The zoos are open. The other thing that is open is Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel. Remember, is at the Mall of America. It's an immersive exhibit, museum quality. Near life reproductions of the artist's frescoes. And so it's going to end April 4th, but you can go to that at the Mall of America, which would be something really cool to see.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I got for
I'm glad you brought that up, Julia. I have a gift card for Nordstrom.
Yeah, and a friend of ours was just at Nordstrom blowing the jing today, too. Go out
there's some good sales.
There's
probably
some amazing sales going on right now.
And I mean,
get out.
Yeah, I don't mind shopping in a mask. I've worked out
I was
mask.
Just at the Mall of America last Sunday. I went to Barnes & Noble there, I think. Everyone wears masks. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
Everybody's walking. Someone's walking towards you. You walk in. Everybody's
detours,
moving.
Gets out of the way.
Okay.
You're not going to get hit by, you know, bumped into or anything.
Yeah. Rocco, I'm going to go with a couple music things. So you have to make reservations at the Minnesota Music Cafe. But tonight, the 70s Magic Sunshine Band, which is basically Boogie Wonderland, kind of, you know, doing all those covers.
They're playing super fun dance music.
Yeah. And Minnesota Music Cafe is big, but they're encouraging reservations because it can only be 25% full. And then tomorrow night, West Side is playing there. And then tomorrow night at Crooner's, Scotty Miller is playing.
Inside?
Yeah, inside. Nice. And, you know, again, you got to make the reservation. Yeah. It's like, I looked for Pamela McNeil, the Fleetwood Mac show is sold out at Chan this weekend. But
Chan has upcoming events you can buy tickets to, too, if you want to go see
them. And then tomorrow night, the Flip Phone event is the Rihanna Digital Drag Party, which starts, I think, at 8, and you go to Flip Phone events.
Cool.
And then, you know, Sunday, if you really missed, you know, seeing Charlie Parr at his residency at First Avenue, that's happening again. You know, it's going to be happening. Like,
how do people do that?
You just go to firstavenue.com.
Okay.
But did you, and that's in person and digital. Did you know that?
Oh, that's right. They can make a reservation for however many people.
So that's what I was going to talk about. It looks like, so if you go to the First Ave website, you have to buy tickets in pairs, and they're $50 each.
Okay.
But they've sort of set up like 18 tables.
Nice.
Some on the floor, some in the balcony. And
Rocco, I'm so glad that you told. Is that new this first
That
week?
Just came out. Okay. I'm a First Ave member and I saw it in their email. They have an email weekly on Wednesdays. And if you're not a member, Lori, that'd be a good weekend
pick.
Well,
I mean, I follow them on Twitter and I bought a bunch of tickets from them over the years and everything.
It was a pretty great investment. I mean, had it not been for COVID, you know, you pay X amount for a membership. I think it's like, I don't know, I think it's less than $200 or something. But you get a free two tickets to a show at each of their venues. So not the big one down in St. Paul,
Palace.
The Palace,
right?
But at the Turf, the Entry, the Main Room, the
Fine Line,
Fine Line. And so that basically pays you back.
Yeah.
And then you get access to pre-sales.
Do they still do that? I should definitely check that out.
It's kind of a limited thing, but I bet you a VIP like you could get in.
Rocco.
So that was one of mine. Otherwise, here's what I'm doing all weekend. I'm probably going to watch a bunch of sports.
Yes.
This is some breaking news, though. Okay. The Timberwolves game tonight got postponed due to COVID.
They
had already had two guys that were sort of supposed to... They're kind of being private about it, but basically they said Ricky Rubio and this other guy, Juancho Hernan Gomez, needed to be away for 10 days, but now the whole game is postponed. I think like 3 or 4 NBA games are postponed tonight. That's kind of snowballing.
Okay. Well, the morning shows were having so much fun with, like, one of the shows, Imagine Breeze and Tom Brady, like really old. They put beards on them.
I saw that.
They were just having, like, sports woodies over the ages of the quarterbacks.
The voice of Star Wars doing an ad about
the greatest, oldest game ever, or something like that.
So there's 4 good football games this weekend. Okay. And it caps off on Sunday night at about 5:40 with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers versus Drew Brees and the Saints right to play the winner of the Packers-Rams game.
I'm so glad there's a lot of football.
There's 2 on Saturday, and it's the Rams against the Packers, which should be a great game.
Because then I know Casey is not really going to be bugging me to do anything with them or anything. It's just like, woo!
Yep, so 3:35 on Saturday is Packers. Okay. Then after that is Ravens-Bills.
Saturday night.
And then Sunday at 2:05 is Browns-Chiefs, which can be fun. And Buccaneers Saints. The other sports news, I don't know if you noticed this last night. I went to bed when the Wild were down 3-1. Turns out they came back to win, and their rookie Russian superstar that they're hoping is a superstar.
Yes.
He was the best scorer in the top Russian league last year, and now he's playing for us.
What's his name? Kirill
Kaprizov.
Oh, Kirill.
He assisted on one goal and scored the game-winning overtime goal on a breakaway. So they're playing Saturday night at 8. So that's another sports thing you can do.
Yes.
Keep an eye on.
And a lot of restaurants around Excel, like Herbie's on the Park and different things, are offering, you know, fun to-go packages for food if you want to watch the game at home, or you can go, you know, limited capacity and watch it there.
Right.
So just trying to... you know, get some enthusiasm for it. But the NHL, it's up and going. Could it be the year that the Wild was good?
It could be. I mean, they got off to a good start last night.
This guy is like a big, exciting addition, isn't he, Miracle?
Yeah, people are excited. You know, like I said, he was the top scorer in Russia last year, and he's 23, and hopefully we can build on it.
Okay. All right, well, I have one more pick. You know, RuPaul's Drag Race on V20. It's on Friday nights now, and there is a contestant from Minneapolis.
Yes.
And I guess this is the episode where we're going to see Utica Queen really, like, be in this episode, which is the third of the season so far.
I saw the interview on the Jason show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So this will be really fun.
Yeah, Utica Queen. So anyway, Hamlin grad Ethan Munt is who's Utica Queen, and that's Halen, Utica, Minnesota.
Oh.
Okay, I just want to see if you guys can identify the pickup line.
Okay.
If it's a science fiction pickup line kind of a theme, if you will.
Okay.
And you just have to tell me, like, what it's from.
Okay.
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 I'll start out easy.
All right.
I usually Han Solo, but I'd let you turn on my lightsaber.
Star Wars. That's kind of funny. If you just spend a minute and think about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help it. My eyes are trapped in the gravitational pull of your breasts.
Gravity?
Probably also Star Wars.
Yeah.
Gravitational field of your breasts. Your amazing breasts. The gravitational field of your amazing breasts. I can't help it. My eyes are trapped.
What was that one?
Trapped. Star Trek.
Oh.
Is there a gravitational pull episode of Star Trek?
Yes. I don't know Star Trek as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
how about this one?
Trap. Lori's looking at me, crossing her eyes like, Joy, get it.
Once you make love to a man with Vulcan ears, you can never go back.
Star Trek.
Yeah,
Vulcan.
Okay. How about this one? I feel a great disturbance in my pants.
That's Star Wars.
I don't even remember that from Star Wars.
There's been a great disturbance in the falls.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank God. Earth Woman, prepare to be probed.
That's probably Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the last one.
So funny. I love
the last one. I've got something big in my torpedo tube.
What's that from?
I'm guessing Star Trek.
Star Trek. I'm guessing it too. I just, you know, we've
those are funny.
I've never gone to the
sci-fi pickup lines.
No, Julia, it was a new place to go. I thought with all this Mandalorian and all this yes. and that. And, all right, there you go.
Very fun.
All right, we'll be back.
Station on us.
Julia,
in a different building.
That's the New York Dolls.
All right, turn it off. Rocco.
Oh, okay. Turn it up, turn it off.
I turn it off.
Somebody died.
Yeah, Sylvain, who's iconic guitarist for the New York Dolls. He died at 69, Joy. He had a 2-year cancer battle, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And anyway, so his wife let people know. And remember when I went to that concert and stayed at the Meridian, or I think it was called the Meridian at the time. It was the Graves. Maybe it was called the Graves. And it was the New York Dolls, Poison, Motley Crue at Target Center.
Was this when you stayed in the rock and roll room with the piano with your girlfriends?
Yes.
And not me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, not her.
Snap.
It's okay. I wouldn't have wanted to go to that.
That was such...
You had so much fun.
It was so fun. It was really fun. And it was just...
It was the Graves.
Pretty close to sold out. And it was like, to me, I mean, I really felt like I was getting a rock and roll deal.
Well, wow.
Three bands and the New York Dolls.
A rock and roll deal.
Yeah. And the New York Dolls playing with Poison and Motley Crue was, you know, like great in and of itself. And I've never seen so many black t-shirts in all my life. And the crowd was, you know, 60% dudes, 40% women, I'm going to say.
Looks like that was June of 2011. Does that sound
2011?
Right?
That does sound right.
So in the middle of children-ing.
Yeah.
To follow up on something I was talking about last segment, one of the reasons that the Timberwolves game is postponed tonight is that Karl Anthony Towns, the team superstar, has tested positive for COVID.
And you know, he lost his mom to COVID and six family members.
Well, and he was
six.
Yeah, so he posted something on Instagram. Basically, he's pretty devastated, and he's like, "Yeah, I promise my family I'm not going to end up in a box."
Oh, I did not know.
He was
six
out at
people.
The beginning of the season for them with a wrist.
Yes, and now
injury.
He's tested positive. So, yeah, the Wolves don't have enough players to field a team tonight, so that game is off. And the NBA seriously is kind of snowballing right now.
They are,
yeah.
They did such a good job in that bubble down in Orlando.
But no one wants to do that again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now, yeah, there's at least 3 games postponed tonight.
Wow. All right. Guess what? I thought this was a funny story, and I don't think we can wait till Monday for it.
All right. Because
Sarah Ferguson.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still have Fergie's take from yesterday?
Oh, my gosh. I can find
it. Would you please find
it? Lainey Gossip.
Was it on Instagram or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sarah Ferguson's Instagram.
Oh, yeah. The Duchess of York is has put a request out there, Laura.
To be a historical fiction.
Yeah. She's writing a book, mm-hmm. and it's called
A Romance.
Her Heart for a Compass, and it's a romance.
And the lady shall ride side saddle.
Yes, she will, not to break her hymen. And she started it. You know, she's written other books. She's written books about, you know, for kids, about losing weight for Weight Watchers, about
getting the helicopter.
Yeah, she has. But she started researching her ancestry.
Oh, Lord.
Digging into the history of the Montagu Douglas Scots. And I first came across Lady Margaret, who intrigued me because she shared one of my given names.
Oh, my.
I'm going to go research Julius Caesar for you. One of my names. Okay, so anywho. She said that she is so excited about this book that's going to be coming out on August 8th.
Okay.
But let me just tell you what she wants. She is going to, she says, I need Shonda Rhimes to adopt this for TV.
Somebody's given her the idea. It's Bridgerton. Julia Quinn is a very successful
writer,
romance novelist.
Right, right.
You just sit down and wait. This is how desperate they are for money.
She is. And she also said that
Rocco, tell us when we have to sing, because right. Julia's really on a long story at the short end of a Friday. Now she gets a burst of energy to have something to say.
Really,
we can
like
sing
you.
Anytime.
Yeah. All right, let's go. No, we don't want to sing and not be done. So,
well we're doing that's an oldie but a goodie.
It's a buzzkill.
But really, that was the most energy you showed today for a story, and you introduce it at the waning end of the week on Friday.
I can't be perfect every day.
Oh, Julia.
Come on.
You make me laugh.
Good. That's 30 years of working together, and I can make you laugh. Oh, nice. Johnny makes me laugh.
All
okay.
Right, we're going old
Turn
school.
It off. Yeah.
Build me up, Buttercup, by the foundation.
Yeah. I don't know if I could get that high, but we'll try.
Well, you try it.
Don't worry. We